come in, you can have a drink, you have a laugh, meet other people, conversations. It's all nice beers, different beers all the time, craft ales, so not rubbish in them.
Like I say, you can sit down and it's, you know, you're not kind of separate from anyone else, and you can just pick up a conversation and get chatting to literally anybody that comes in.
It's a chance for us to catch up and. Well, absolutely, and explore the beers, because there's always something different.
I'm Lee. I own the Saxon Bar micropub in Christchurch in Dorset. Welcome to my little world.
Half a
sonic.
Half a sonic? I'm trying. Can I have half a ruby, please?
Half a ruby? Half a sonic. What is a micropub? I guess there are some specific definitions. The original one was something along the lines of it has to be cask beer led rather than keg beer. It has to be minimal spirits and no food. No music, back to basics. But for me, the main ethos of a micropub is extremely good quality beer, ale, lager, whatever, and conversation.
We've sat here, we've been having one conversation and the people next to us have joined in. Mm. And it's just people, there's no music, there's no slot machines. It's just people and beer.
The other thing about micropubs is they've kind of reversed the trend, which has been happening for the last few years, of pubs being converted into like your local Tesco's or something like that. So what a micropub tends to be nowadays, it's a previous business that's closed and is now converted into a pub.
Thank you, sir. That's £2.40 and £2, £4.40. I'll get some change.
But what I think is very interesting, people should know, is when you come in here and you sit on the seats and you lean on the table, you're sitting and leaning on Bournemouth Pier. So when Bournemouth Pier was ripped up and renovated back in the 80s, I think it was, the contractors that did it screwed the wood away, and that wood has made its way, some of that wood has made its way into this bar.
I like that it's smaller, and I think for me, you know, it's less intimidating to come in. And you, some of the people you end up talking to, absolutely crazy. And if you went into a larger pub, you wouldn't talk to them.
Yeah, I think it's a humour as well. With a small community, and you get a good laugh and a bit of humour, and you get to know everybody. It's more a local thing, I think.
You call me Scots like him.
You just get lucky.